الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولن يضر الله شيئا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صلى الله على سيدنا، صلى الله على سيدنا. أما بعد، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كلامه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: أنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وأصدقهم حياء عثمان. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وأقضاهم علي. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. وفي فضل الشيخين، الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سيدا كهول أهل الجنة أبو بكر وعمر. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected scholars, ulamas, elders, brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, very beautiful mosque. May Allah gather us like these in Jannah and give us and those people who built this mosque, give them the greatest of rewards in this life and in the hereafter. And give us tawfiq to make more mosques like these in this country and in Europe. Like Prince Charles once said, Europe will not be able to forget the presence of Islam in their past, in their present, and in their future. Like the historians of the European civilization, people who study, they know, like Imam Razi, Ibn Sina, Ibn Sina, Ibn Rushd, Averroes, Averroism, there was a culture under the influence of these great imams of the Muslim centuries of the past in Europe. The Europeans had to change, turn their language into Arabic. They had to translate the Bible into Arabic, because no one was bothered or interested to learn Latin, Roman Latin, or their European language, because the civilization was from Arabic. لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The dark ages, the age of ignorance, and the age of civilization, culture. Who gave mankind civilization? The scientific theories. Who gave them? Their own historians. They gave testimonies that these Arabs and these Muslims, they taught us how to live and they educated us. In fact, civilization started in masjids like these, the Qurtuba Masjid, a symbol of its own in Europe. It was one of the biggest masjid of the then Muslim world. The golden ages of the Muslim past in Europe. 75% of the European land was ruled by none other than the Muslim rulers. Even the Christian oppressed citizen had to go to the Ottoman Empire and beg them, please come and get rid of our oppression and give us your justice and your good care. Take us under your good care, because our rulers are oppressors and unjust. They've turned us totally into slavery and slaves. We are treated less than animals. My topic today, well, we just met with the Imam Saab, he's a close friend of mine, and he asked me, and I came for one of my relatives passed away, my cousin brother, yesterday, and we had to do the janazah, and we were just passing by. So nothing prepared. Khilafa and Khilafat. Politics. Some brothers have an idea, no politics in the masjid. I say human beings are the species of political theory. We are political animals. Whenever you create something, you buy something, oh, I want to make a restaurant. I'm buying this house, I'm going to turn it into a takeaway. I'm buying this place, I'm going to turn it into a cafe or a school or a factory. So you name it before you want to do it. When Allah created human being, what did He label you as? Your forefather. Do we remember that? We ask ourselves. Today, don't mix religion with politics. It's not good. Keep politics out of the mosque. What is politics? Have we ever asked ourselves? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. This is a testimony to what I've just said. Allah already knew what He wanted to make. He planned it before He created your father. He said, He is going to be the label. His profession, He is going to be my Khalifa. What is Khilafa? What is lafz Khalifa comes from Al-Khilafa. What is Al-Khilafa? وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. There are so many words in this. Khalifa, according to Imam Isfahani rahimahullah, Khalifa Al-Khalaf is a naib who represents someone. Shuyukh makes Khalifa. They represent this Khalifa. He is Khalifa of somebody. Means he represents his ideology. He is like the shadow of his original. How can this Khalifa do like this? His sheikh or something like that. It's a bad name. This Khalifa is doing something bad. Adam alayhi salam is the Khalifatullah fil ard. And who is the greatest Khalifa? None other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qari Tayyib sahab rahimahullah, in his explanation of Aqaid al-Tahaviyya. Aqaid al-Tahaviyya is a book written. Now, there's another that this is one ummah, one book, one qibla. Then why is there four madhabs? You are dividing the ummah by saying Maliki, Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, Hanafi. We should be Muhammadi. This Aqaid al-Tahaviyya on its front page, and this book, alhamdulillah, written by a Hanafi scholar. He is the barrister of the Hanafi school of thought. Abu Ja'far al-Tahavi alayhi rahma, one of the greatest scholar of his age. He was the mujaddid of his time, the first man on the planet to write an explanation of the hadith. It's not just compile of hadith. He explained the hadith. He was the first guy on the planet to explain hadith. Ma'aniul athar, sharhu ma'aniul athar, ma'ani, explanation. Bukhari is not explanation. Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Siha Sitta, they are not explanation of the hadith. They are just compiling the hadith in the most authentic form in the Islamic history. They are the greatest six books of all time. But Imam Tahavi, in his own right, the first man on the planet to give the Ummah a book saying, look, this is the meaning of hadith, I give it to you. And he was a Hanafi. First he was a Shafi. His uncle was a Imam Muzani, was a student of Imam Shafi'i. So this Aqaid al-Tahawiyya is a book on the front page. It is taught in Medina University and many other universities of the world as an Aqidah book. What is our ideology? What is our Aqidah? What is our belief? What do we stand on? So the Aqidah on the front page, that the Jamhur of the four Madhabs, the Hanafis, Shafi'is, and the Hanbalis, and the Malikis, all four Madhab, meaning Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are confident and agree 100% with this book. So we are not four group of people, we are one Ummah. And this Aqaid al-Tahawiyya is the book which united the whole Ummah into one ideology. So don't let people misguide you by saying that if you are saying Hanafi or Maliki or Shafi'i, you are dividing into four pieces while Allah may do one Ummah. We are one Ummah as Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it is an agreed fact. So this Aqaid al-Tahawiyya, and even before him Imam Abu Hanifa wrote Al-Fiqh al-Akbar. Aqidah is part of our fiqh, understanding. The fiqh al-asghar is all the fiqh the muftis deal with. And fiqh al-akbar, those who deal with, they are not called muftis, they are called mutakallimun, ahlul kalam. And that's why Imam Azam was given this title, because he wrote this book called Al-Fiqh al-Akbar. And after writing this book, he united all the Muslim Ummah, because they were into pieces, fractions. And he became the testimony of that hadith and the explanation of the ayah, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. That Allah, when Allah revealed that Muhammad sallallahu, Allah sent in the Ummiyin, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. So it was about the Ummiyin, the Quraysh and the Arab. And then Allah says, وآخرين منهم لما يلحق بهم. There will be other group of people, other community, from the Asian community or the Persian community, the non-Arabs, the Ajamis, the non-Arabs, they will come and join in the banner of Islam. Then Sahaba-e-Kiram said, who are those akharin? We understand the Ummiyin ourselves. نحن أمّةٌ أمّيّة لا نكتب ولا نكتب نحسب وهذا النبي الأمّي. Our Prophet was named Nabiyya Ummi. This Ummat is a Ummate Ummiya. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched the shoulder of Hazrat Salman and he said, from his children, from his descendant, from his tribe, from his culture, from his nation, meaning the non-Arabs, they will come and join. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti in his Tawshi, an explanation of the ahadith of Muslim Sharif, he writes, and he wrote a special book on the merits and fada'il of Imam Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man rahimahullah. And there he explains that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that, he also said this hadith, that from the children of Salman, or from the descendant of the Persian people, there will arise a person who will, if the knowledge or the faith was to reach, it was out of reach of the human being, that people can't understand what's going on. He's saying this is right, this is wrong, and so many firqas, Khariji, Mu'tazili, in Iraq, it was a chaos, havoc. Everything's going bananas, everybody's going bananas, every corner shop there's a firqa, and everybody killing each other. There was a lot of fitness those days. It's not just today we have fitness. People killing each other. Jange Siffin, Jange Jamal, and many other things. Thousands of Muslim killing from both sides. We haven't seen those things. So Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, when he wrote this Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar, he gave a gift of all time. And he was given this laqab from the Ummah, Imam Azam, because in there he explained our faith, which was ununderstandable or unexplainable, which was not very clear. So he was bearing this testimony because no one could explain the aqidah or clarify what is what. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this hadith, and he said that if the iman or the knowledge was to reach Surayya, then I wish that one of his children will get it from there. So Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti writes, Imam Abu Hanifa is that child of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He got that and he's done that by writing Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar. That's not my topic. I was saying that Qari Tayyib Sahib, under this wa nusbitul khilafa, that's my topic. What is khilafa? What divides the Sunnis and the Shias? Lafz khilafa is to do with our aqidah. The word politics is part of our aqidah. Shia, they don't believe in khilafa. They don't recognize that. They call Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Al-Imama. You either believe in Al-Imama or you either believe in Al-Khilafa. The Sunnis, the school of thought of the Sunnis, the four madhab, we believe and we وَنُثْبِتُ الْخِلَافَةَ أَوَّلًا لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ ثُمَّ لِعُمَرٍ ثُمَّ لِعُثْمَانٍ ثُمَّ لِعَلِيٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. This is our faith, this is our creed, this is our ideology, this is the doctrine of Islam. The Shias, they don't recognize the Khilafah. And to prove that Abu Bakr and Umar, they were not just elected by the Ummah, but it was an agenda fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Just like he fixes the Anbiya and their position and their station. Wallahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatahu. Allah knows best where to put his risala and the khilafah. Shah Waliullah wrote a book explaining the merits, the qualification, the standard, the importance of Khilafah and the Khilafat of Khulafa'i Rashidin, their fada'il in four volumes. And it is said, لَمْ يُسَنَّفْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ كِتَابٌ مِثْلُهُ. That Such a kitab has not been written in the history of Islam, what Shah Waliullah wrote to prove that Khulafa-e Rashidun was God-sent, not man-made, or elected, or selected, or appointed. And he proved from 8 Quranic ayah. One of them is Kuntum Khayra Ummatin Ukhrijat Linnas, Muhammadur Rasulullah Walladhina Ma'ahu Ashidda'u Alal Kuffar, and many other Quranic ayah, and hundreds of ahadith, about 105 Sahabis ahadith, and he is saying these are qat'i. Those who deny Khilafa or the Khilafat of Khulafa-i Rashidin will not be counted as Muslims, because they are qat'iyu thubut wa qat'iyu dalala. So the name of the book, Izalatul Khifa an Khilafatil Khulafa. And his son, Abdul Aziz Dahlavi, alayhi rahma, Tuhfa Isna Ashariya, he wrote that, also explaining the creed and ideology and the doctrine of the Sunni school of thought and the Shiites school of thought. So in there, unfortunately, this book has not been translated into English, but those brothers who can read Urdu, they can read it. It is a very good book. There he explains the meaning of khilafat, khilafat-e-amma, khilafat-e-khassa. So, we human beings, al-khalifa is a naib. This niyaba sometime becomes a naib when there is no one there. But Allah is everywhere. Allah is not dead. So how can he make khalifa? So Imam Fakhruddin al-Isfahani rahimahullah, he writes there that this khilafah does not have to be. Sometimes it is being taken when the original person who is represented, he is not available. But sometimes this representation can be while the other person is available, but that it is not acceptable. Because Allah will not come to you and me and give out His ahkam. So He will send His Khalifa, the Anbiya. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimahullah writes, after explaining these Khilafa on Aqaid Tahawiyyah, he writes, وَأَيُّ عَزْمَةٍ أَعْزَمُ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الْخِلَافَةِ فِي عَالَمِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَيُّ وَاجِبٍ أَوْجَبُ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الْخِلَافَةِ فِي عَالَمِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَوَّلُ الْخَلِيفَةِ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ أَبُونَ آدَمُ وَآخِرُهُمْ وَسَيِّدُ الْخُلَفَاءِ سَيِّدُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So to believe in, so this khilafa, Shah Waliullah writes in this book. So before I start, there is an introduction to this. That Shah Waliullah, he was sent to India by one of his dreams. Before he wrote this book, and before he started his revolution to revive Islam in India, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into his dream. And he said he wanted to stay in Medina Sharif. And he wrote a book called Fuyuzul Haramain. In there he explains that I wanted to settle down in Medina, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to my dream and said, no, you go back to India. And Allah will revive through you His deen, which will last to Mahdi al-Maw'ud. And there is a hadith to it. لا يزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يخافون لومة اللائمين. My deen and the deen of Islam, which has been given guarantee by Allah, إن نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإن له لحافظون. I have revealed this Quran and I guarantee that I will look after it. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره. Those people, they want to blow the light of Islam with the light of Islam with their mouth. But Allah will indeed complete His light. Allah has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world with the Quran and with Muhammadur Rasulullah, so that Islam will be on top of everyone. لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that Allah can give victory to Islam, so that Allah can make Islam prevail over all other ideology. Now how can this happen? Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Islam was only in the boundary of Jaziratul Arab. Now we see this ayat has been fulfilled in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 75% of the living planet citizen and the human being was ruled by none other than the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar the Great. Russia and India and all other these places, Khurasan, Samarkand, Bukhara and all these places, South Africa and African land, Egypt and all these things. So where the promise which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of these promises were fulfilled in the time of Khulafa-i Rashideen. So the Khulafa were not man-made. They were not elected or selected by men. It was already programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this book, Izalatul Khifa, Shah Waliullah explains all these things. Today, this khilafah thing, these political issues, because Shah Waliullah writes in his book, Al-Khilafatu, هي الرياسة العامة في التصدي لإقامة الدين بإحياء علوم الدين وإقامة أركان الإسلام والقيام بالجهاد وما يتعلق به من ترتيب الجيوش وإعتائهم الفي والقيام بالقضاء وإقامة الحدود ورفع المظالم والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر نِيَابَةً عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. What is, you see, Islam prevailed by two things, by Risala, Nubuwa, and after that, because Allah promised He will complete His deen. Allah promised Allah will make Islam prevail over everything. Allah promised أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Then when do we see these promises being fulfilled? At the time of Khilafah. And it is not their greatness or merits, it is the merit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how capable teacher Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا لِلنَّاسِ يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So whatever the Khulafa has done, they are not the real people, they are the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Khilafa is a phase, an era, where we see that the Khulafa-i Rashidun, what was their post? We know what a faqih stands for. We know what an imam stands for. We know when we say, this is fulana sheikh, this is fulana mufti, this is fulana sheikhul hadith, this is buzurg. What does Khalifa stands for? We have other naib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in other faculties, like faqihu hadhihi al-umma Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the naib of fiqh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was none other than Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We don't call Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu faqih hadhihi al-umma. We don't say to Abu Bakr tarjumanu hadhihi al-umma. He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied other things like a'lamukum bil halali wal haram Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Aqdakum Ali. He gave posts, he gave niyaba and khilafa of other faculties to other sahabis. This is also explained in Izalatul Khifa. So who were the naibs of the political post of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَأُعْتِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْخِلَافَةُ الْعُظْمَى وَإِمَامَةُ الْكُبْرَى. This was said by Shawliullah in his Hujjatullah al-Baligha. The greatest Khalifatullah, the greatest politician of all time, was none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest man on planet to give human beings human right, not just humans, animal rights. He said, do not do zabah or slaughter the animal with a crooked knife, sharpen it. This is animal rights. He saw somebody talking on while he was sitting on a camel. He said, don't punish that animal. Sit down, get off. This is not for you, this is not your sitting room. He sit there and lying there. You're talking to your friends. If you want to talk, let the animal sit down and you come down and talk to your friend. Don't let the animal suffer. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Mr. Bush and Blair, they want to learn human rights, then they can learn it from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not say that Islam teaches terrorism. It's way out of terrorism. No religion will want to teach anybody terrorism. Terrorism does not belong to any religion. It is the work of a corrupted mind. No religion will advocate terrorism. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alamin, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Allah said that. When you walk in the bazaar, do not walk with an open spear in your hand. What does he mean? Does he mean Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us terrorism? He said, "Wa imatatul adha anit tariq," to remove dirt from the street is a work of good deed. Is this terrorism? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest politicians of all time. And I'm not saying this, I'm saying this with references. Shawliullah and all other scholars, Allama Mawardi alayhi rahma in Al-Ahkam al-Sultaniya, and many other books. وينقسم تصرفات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أربعة أقسام ومنها تصرفاته في باب الإمامة والقضاء. وأعطي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإمامة الكبرى. There were many faculties which derives from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the greatest faculty and department is the department of political affairs. He was the greatest leader of all time. Shawliullah is giving you testimony to that. And many other scholars of the Islamic era. So now can we say, don't bring politics in the mosque? Yeah, there is dirty politics and clean politics. What is politics? Politics is to maintain and to think for the welfare of the ummah. As-siyasatu hiya riyasatu al-amma, hiya intidamu al-umur, انتظام أمور العامة على وفق مقاصد الشريعة is to organize, to maintain the welfare of the whole ummah according to the wishes of the Sharia. Not against the wishes of Sharia, not against the will of Allah, not against the will of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is to maintain and manage the welfare of the whole nation according to the maqasid of Sharia. This is called siyasa. كانت بني إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء. Bani Israel was led and politicized and ruled by their prophets. So Adam alayhi salam was created a politician. We were created for politics. And this politics is to implement the ahkam, the hukum, the commandments of Allah on His slaves in His planet. Allah will not come and say, do this and don't do that. His Khalifa, His Anbiya will come and they will have to be the commander of chief. They have to be the leaders. Otherwise, annasu ala dini mulukihim. People only follow their leaders. They follow the religion of their leaders. So if the prophets were not their leaders, then how can they rule the people? How can they make their ummah believe in their ideology? And that was the secret that he had to take Bani Israel away from the rule of Fir'aun. Ibrahim alayhi salam had to leave Namrud and all other ages. So all the prophets were creation for politics. And politics meaning to implement the hukum and ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the masjid, the madrasa, the khanqa, and the waaz and the tadris, according to Shawliullah in his Fuzul Haramain, he says, Khilafah is of two kinds. One, Al-Khilafah Al-Batiniyah, Wal-Khilafah Al-Zahiriyah. Running the mosque is Khilafah Al-Batiniyah. Running the madrasa, doing the bayan, doing the khanqa, preaching to the people, giving da'wah is also part of that Islamic politics. Because Wal-Amri Bil-Ma'ruf والنهي عن المنكر نيابة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبإحياء علوم الدينية by reviving the knowledge of Islam, to implement deen by reviving the knowledge of Islam through the maktabs and the madrasas and the khanqas and the da'wahs and the seminars. It is part of this khilafah. It is not outside the Islamic khilafah. It was a faction of the khilafah. So inshallah, some other time, this is not a job for one day or one week or one month. It can take months to understand the reality of khilafah and the implementation of khilafah and how broad and how wide the word khilafah is. The whole Muslim ummah comes under the banner of khilafah. Either it's the zahiri or the batini. Zahiri khilafah is the government which is running their governmentship, their state, according to the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Khilafah al-Zahiriya, which was done by Khulafa'i Rashidin. I will finish my talk with saying this, that the greatest job or the greatest khidmah through which a Muslim ummah can achieve the greatest attainment, according to Shah Waliullah, is by taking part in politics. Khulafa'i Rashidin, their job was politics. To think about the welfare of the whole ummah, not just one locality, not just one house or one town, the whole ummah of the world. And that can only be done through politics, pure politics, the policies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَعْزَمُ النَّاسِ مَرْتَبَةً وَأَعْزَمَ النَّاسِ مَرْتَبَةً مَنْ كَانَتْ عَالِيَتُهُ فِي غَايَةِ الْأُلُوءِ فَيَنْبَعِثُ لِرِيَاسَةِ الدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا فَيَصِيرُ جَارِحًا لِلْحَقِّ كَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَخُلَفَائِهِمْ وَسَلَاتِينِ النَّاسِ وَأُمَرَائِهِمْ. This is what Shah Waliullah writes in his Hujjatullah al-Baligha. The greatest men on planet are those whose caliber, whose courage is to the highest level of spirituality. فَيَنْبَعِثُ لِرِيَاسَةِ الدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا. They have to be spiritually high. مَنْ كَانَتْ عَالِيَتُهُ فِي غَايَةِ الْعُلُوءِ أَيْ قُوَّتُهُ الْمَلَكِيَّةِ. Their power and their courage and their skill of not the animalistic world, but the angelic world. They become like angels in their zahir and batin. فَالصِّدِّيقُ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالْخِلَافَةِ. Politics is not that easy. You have to be the greatest wali to represent Islamic politics, not that dirty politics I'm talking of. Shah Waliullah says, only a siddiq deserves to be an Islamic politician. فَالصِّدِّيقُ أَوْلَى بِالْخِلَافَةِ. Not every Jack and Harry. There has to be some requirements. And they have to be the best of their nation to acquire that seat. They have to, their lifestyle, their zahir and their batin, their inner and their outer, has to be the 100% reflection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not, then they should try to be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his inner action and his outer action. Then that kind of person can represent Islamic politics for the whole humanity. May Allah give it. So the translation of this wording, Shah Waliullah says, the greatest men of men are those who's got the highest skills of angelistic world and whose courage is that they have the power of leadership for the worldly leadership. Their caliber is such that they can lead the worldly lifestyle and they can lead the Ruhani lifestyle, and they become the tool and the manual of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَسِيرُ جَارِحًا لِلْحَقِّ. He will only become a tool of Allah. He will do whatever Allah wishes to do. He will become the wali of Allah. There is a hadith Qudsi where Allah says, I become his hands and his feet. And then Shah Waliullah says, Riyasatul Deen wa Dunya. Now, we just think the scholars are only for the leadership of this religious part. Leave the world to other people. That's wrong. Shah Waliullah says, Riyasatul Deen wa Dunya. And there we are, a lot of scholars, we are satisfied with our Riyasatul Deen. We're not bothered about the dunya. Give it to the other people. But that's wrong. That's why the greatest mistakes happened. The scholars of Qurtuba gave it to those people. And they were fighting with each other and with the conspiracy of their Yahudi wives or Christian wives, and Muslims were kicked out of Spain. Scholars was busy in their Riyasatul Deen, and they gave the dunya to the Ahlul Dunya, and they were kicked out of Bukhara and Samarkand, and their masjids and their madrasa bigger than these castles. Madrasas was like castles in Bukhara and Samarkand. Masjids were like castles. Now they are turned into stables and pubs. Because scholars, they thought, Riyasatul Deen, okay, alhamdulillah, I'm the greatest mufti, I'm the greatest shaykhul hadith, alhamdulillah, that's enough. Nobody should touch my kursi and leave this to the dunya wala. No, Riyasatul Deen wa dunya. Then you can implement, because history is telling us the, what happened in India. The Mughal empires, they were busy in wine and women. All the Ottoman Empire busy in wine and women, and Islam and Muslims been kicked out and slaughtered, and the rivers of European rivers were red and black, red in the blood of Muslims and black with the kitabs being burnt in the streets. This is what happens if you divide, give this to the dunya and give this to the deen. Shah Waliullah says, And Sahaba Ikram, Khulafa'i Rashidun did that. Look, they did not leave their post. They were threatened with death. What happened to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala? He could have said, all right, let me off. I'm not bothered. Don't kill me, just let me go. But he stick to it. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who stick to it. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, they stick to it. They gave their lives. Now we are not bothered about it. It's not fighting for power. You have to be in the power so that you can implement Allah's wishes. So that you can fulfill Allah's wishes. If you are not in power, you will be ruled, your masjid will be taken away. Your madrasas will be taken away, like in Bukhara and Samarkand. So we Muslims, we have to come into the mainstream politics. We have to be the part and parcel of the local politics. The ulama will explain how you do that. And how you become part of it. Because in politics, you are the policy maker. If you can't beat them, join them. And there are so many juristic verdicts on these, which you can ask your local scholars. But today, if we want to save our Muslim Ummah, we have to be active in political positions. Otherwise, we'll be cut like goats and sheep, and no one will know about you lot. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and follow the truth. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا بلغ على حبيبك ألف صلوات وتسليمات وأشرف التحيات وأزكى التحيات يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحرمين يا كريم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والمغرم والمأثم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأهلك الكفرة والمبتدعة والمشركين. اللهم شتت شملهم وخرب بنيانهم ومزق جمعهم وخالف بين كلمتهم يا الله يا كريم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا الله. اللهم ارزقنا حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا قربه. اللهم ارزقنا زيارته في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعته في الآخرة. اللهم ارزقنا رفاقته في الجنة. اللهم اسقنا من حوضه يا كريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.